Welcome to your five for the day. On the 8th of May 1945, the news that the nation had been waiting for arrived. War in Europe was over. For days, people had been anticipating the news of the German surrender. A team of bell ringers were on hand to ring in victory at St. Paul's Cathedral. People bought Union Jack flags and houses were garlanded with bunting ready for the celebrations that would surely come. Finally, in a schoolhouse in Rheims, Germany's unconditional surrender was signed at 2:41 a.m. on the 7th of May 1945. Active operations by the German forces would cease at 1 minute past midnight the next day. 6 years of bloodshed in Europe were finally over. Bells across the country pealed, tugs on the Thames sounded their horns, and planes roared overhead, some doing the victory roll. Everyone sitting by their wireless sets wanted to hear just one man, Winston Churchill. At 3 p.m. on the 8th of May, the Prime Minister broadcast to the nation, the war was over. Shortly after Churchill's speech, King George VI, Queen Elizabeth and the two princesses came out onto the balcony of Buckingham Palace to acknowledge the ecstatic, cheering throng. It was to be the first of 8 appearances by the King and Queen on VE Day. When the doors onto the balcony were opened again at 5:30 p.m, the royal family stepped out, accompanied by the man of the hour, Churchill. Later that evening, when the King and Queen appeared once more, amongst the joyful crowd below were their two daughters. Later in 1985, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II recalled that day. My sister and I realised we couldn't see what the crowds were enjoying, so we asked my parents if we could go out and see for ourselves. After crossing Green Park, we stood outside and shouted, "We want the King," and were successful in seeing my parents on the balcony, having cheated slightly because we sent a message into the house to say we were waiting outside. I think it was one of the most memorable nights of my life. The most memorable day this world has ever seen was a day nearly 2,000 years ago. It has been well said, the words of dying men enforce attention. Never was this truer than in the case of our Lord Jesus' final word shouted loudly from the cross. It has reverberated through the whole universe and shall for all time. The cry summing up what was happening at Calvary was an acknowledgement of victory. At the moment it was uttered, John the Apostle probably saw only defeat in the cry. The disciple could only feel despair and sense the destruction of good. Evil never looked more victorious than it did at Calvary. The resurrection reversed John's assessment. He came to realize this had been a shout of victory, not defeat. Jesus knew when he had suffered precisely enough to pay our sin debt. Once the watershed moment arrived, the battle ended. Jesus had won. While he was winning, Jesus posted a victory bulletin from the field of battle. "It is finished." Jesus died, not with moans and groans of defeat, but with a cry of victory. His body was dying a lowly death, but his voice maintained its majesty. The head was crowned with thorns, but the voice was crowned with sovereignty. Even on the cross, Jesus was King of Kings and Lord of Lords.